Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Here we are. Monday, this will be airing, I believe, the 13th, right?
May 13th, yeah. May 13th. Good morning. May 13th, yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun. We, celebrating... Mother's Day. Hopefully everybody had a good one. Interesting enough for Linda and I, this will be aired, but I can say yesterday.
Okay. So you're not giving away any secrets.
Yeah. Yesterday, we would have gotten on an airplane and flown to France
for
our leader retreat. So we'll go a few days.
You guys will go out a few days early, right?
We'll go a few days early. Set. And actually, we're going to meet Denny and Allie Weinberg.
Nice. Y'all are going to the wine country a little bit, right?
Little wine country. And they got a few things set up and organized. So that's going to be quite fun. And we get to be with them a few days before everybody else comes over. And we'll be airing this. Our end times Fridays have not been taped as much ahead, so
trying to keep them a little more real time.
by that time, we'll find out what has happened in Israel with Iran having attacked them, and now wondering what they're going to do next. So we're taping this mid-April, and we'll see by then what happens. But we'll on our Mother's Day because we'll actually fly evening. We'll have a nice dinner for. Linda and Peter he'll cook the dinner, and...
Is he a good cook?
He's a good cook, yeah, good griller.
Good.
He'll make this great dinner for us, so we'll have fun, and she'll have fun, and we'll celebrate her life and honor her life. And what do you guys typically do?
Well, it'll be interesting to see what we do this year, but typically the kids will come over and we'll have a cookout, that sort of thing. Lots of moving pieces this year, so I don't know if that will happen on that particular date or not this year. But I will be heading shortly thereafter to Nashville, actually, to celebrate my mom's birthday and Mother's Day for her, which will be a sweet thing as well.
Yep.
So, but yeah, usually we do like a cookout by the pool sort of thing. Not swimming yet, but just enjoy being together. Yep. And that sort of thing.
Yeah. So as we're talking about hearing God's voice, we're talking about some practical issues about what do we do if we don't hear, and we gave some encouragement. It's just just return and re-engage and start going. What if somebody said something that I disagreed with or had a conflict with, or somebody else is trying to tell me what to do? We said, well, remember, it's confirmation of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And remember, that does require, and you actually said this last time, and we'll say it again, that the people that are going to confirm have to be walking in the kingdom with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's confirming spiritually the Holy Spirit's confirmation from Him. So by requirement... Mm-hmm. We have to be walking in the kingdom.
Right.
And I'm surrendering my will, seeking God's will. The people around me, my spouse, my inner circle, they also have to be walking in the kingdom, because if it's of the flesh, they could have good intentions. But if they're saying, well, I believe and I think and you should, and what I think is right is this, but they're giving it an answer from the flesh. Which, by the way, God calls vanity. Mm. And the word vanity, it means worthless.
Right.
Is that if you're trying to think all this through, you're going to do that in vanity. And if you have others who are trying to think this through in the flesh, it's vanity. And he said, no, you all got to be walking in the kingdom to right. be able to receive, you know, what I have to say. So it's an important element of it. So the people around us have to be with a heart to seek God's will. And it looks really kind of very clear how that works. So that if somebody has asked me to confirm,
mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, I take that seriously.
Right.
I'm willing. And I have to be willing to spend the time with that person mm-hmm. walking in the kingdom of God. And the first thing that I say is, what have you heard?
Right.
And if they say, I think, I'll say, okay, wait, stop just a second. are you guessing?
Mm-hmm.
Or have you pretty well understood, you know, what God says? And see, a lot of times that kind of opens up the door right there.
Mm-hmm.
Is, well, I'm not really sure. Okay.
Right.
I said, no problem. Perfectly fine. I said, so I can't confirm what you're not clear on.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go back to that.
Right.
What have you heard? What's the truth about this? If you don't have surety, which is typical, then let's go that way and go do ask, seek, and knock.
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying? What am I hearing? What information do I need to go get? What's the truth of this? And I'm gonna kind of take you back to a more pure process of having clarity, because mm-hmm. God's will is going to be clear. It has to be clear. It has to be confirmed. If you're not clear, it's no problem. But don't ask people to say, is this God's will?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not clear on it,
the
best thing for us is not to say, sure, you know, what a good idea. Rather, let's make sure that we're getting confirmation, and I'll help you with that and go forward with it. And so a lot of times this struggle is around that people haven't taken the time to process really what is God's will. And they might have heard something,
mm-hmm.
but then they attached too much detail to it.
Right.
Let me give you a biblical example of it. Is that God had told Joshua, Moses is died. You're now the leader.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you the promised land.
Right.
And it will be delivered to you. And everywhere we go, I'm going to give it to you. And it'll be well defined. And it will be specific. And it will be yours. It's not fuzzy. It's not, well, I'm giving you that you'll have spiritual benefit. It's, you'll actually be in a specific place.
Right.
That will have occupation, and your tribes will be there, and they'll all have cities, and I'm going to give you the promised land. And but to fulfill it has to be very specific.
Mm-hmm.
And the specific is city by city by city, the path that
step by step
that I'm going to give you, so that, yes, you heard right, the promised land, but the specificity of that is yet to be known.
Mm.
And the first one, by the way, we'll do that one. Jericho, we'll do that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now he knew Jericho. There was an action geared toward Jericho, which is going to blow the trumpets and the walls of Trodon.
Right, which was a very specific instruction that God gave him in that instance. Yep. Yeah.
And by the way, don't take anything from this. Don't have anybody take things personally. Don't mm-hmm. take any bounty from this. And they did. Now, by definition, it didn't tell Joshua all the other specificity.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have a list. You know, okay, God, give me the list. Give me the sequence of all the cities we're going to go after, and I'll just check them off, you know, one by one.
Mm-hmm.
God said, no, I'm not telling you that. I'll tell you as you need to know. It will be done. It will be the whole country. but it'll be city, mm-hmm. city by city by city. You know, after Jericho, they have this little town near Jericho called Ai, and he said, "Oh, this is easy. I'll take this one." It kind of goes mm-hmm. kind of goes back to what you talked about the last couple of times about we have a tendency, and actually I was with a group of guys that we worked this through, and we said our tendency is to hear something,
mm-hmm.
and then we attach too much detail to it, and then we said, okay, got it.
Yeah, and we try to go make it happen.
And I'm going
to
go make it happen. That's what Joshua did, is I'm going to go make this happen because I think this is easy. And he got routed, and he comes back and repents, and God said, yeah, you made two mistakes. One, the fulfillment of what I've said mm-hmm. is going to be delivered step by step by step.
Right.
You're going to have to ask me step by step by step, what about now?
Mm-hmm.
And don't try to figure so much out, and particularly don't go do it yourself. And you said, so you didn't ask me at all about what the next step was. You just decided what the next step was. So I said, you got to come back and you got to ask me all the time, what's the next step? Number two, had you asked me, I would have said, well, before you go anywhere else, you got sin in the camp.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened during the last step.
Right.
See, it wasn't that it's been there all the time. It's that, no, this last step, something happened. Mm-hmm. And we got to deal with that something happening. And I told you not to take bounty. Somebody in your camp did.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to clean that up. So you got to go take care of that. When you get take care of it, I'll tell you what to do next. And so it's not to figure out the specificity ourselves. So usually when I'm talking with people who are struggling, and I said, I thought I was supposed to,
mm-hmm.
They attached something specific, and I said, well, maybe we need to back up a step
mm-hmm.
and start to process, you know, a little bit about that. Other times, you know, people said, well, I thought I did that. I thought I had clarity. I was expecting something to happen. And I went through the process. I think I heard right, but it hasn't happened.
Mm-hmm.
I keep waiting for it to happen and it hasn't happened. You know, what do I do? And of course, and maybe you could talk a little bit about that, when somebody is expecting something and believe it's of God, but it's not happening, where do they tend to go with that? What are some of the things that they tend to do?
All kinds of things. One, they can go to resignation okay. and, oh, woe is me. This is never going to happen.
Okay. Let's take that one. resignation, I guess it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And resignation, what do you tend to do when you go to resignation?
Well, you get the woe is me's for one yeah. thing. and you really, honestly, you put God in a box. You limit his ability to deliver the supernatural and to walk you into what he has promised, right?
Yeah, yeah. Because you get stuck and basically you stop.
Mm-hmm.
You're resigned is, I thought it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't happened. And so I give up on that happening.
Right.
But I don't pursue anything else.
Right.
I just go to resignation.
It's interesting.
Go ahead.
I was just in a conversation with somebody today, and just, you know, gave a gentle reminder, who she's, you know, they're in this new season of life and some circumstances have changed. And in her comment, she was like, oh, I'm dealing with, you know, I had pictures of what I thought, you know, God had said our life was going to be and what we'd be stepping into. And with what's going on, that's definitely just not the case. So I'm in the process of grieving that.
Right.
And I'm like, and so in talking, I'm like, you know what, there is a beauty in stepping in and grieving with God, but let's make sure you're grieving what he has said is done and not grieving something that you have resigned yourself to being done when you haven't even asked. I was like, I think you're going ahead of the process. And I know, you know, from a lot of psychology counselor type things, like you need to grieve that loss. before you go grieve the loss, ask God if it's actually a loss and ask him what he has to say about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think there's some of that. Sometimes we go straight because we do live in a culture now that is better, I believe, better at having true dialogue about, okay, you need to be able to grieve and lament with God and all of that. And that is all very valid, but we don't necessarily jump to that before we've actually heard from him. And I think sometimes we can jump too quickly to that and assume that because we don't see it, it is dead. And he hasn't said it's dead. He said, I'm resurrecting it. Or he may say, yeah, this is dead. And do you trust me enough to know that what I'm bringing is better? But if you don't have the conversation with him on it, you don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. And even right? then, even then, not to get stuck in grieving, which is okay.
Right.
You know, I have loss
right.
This is Isaiah.
And there's health in grieving. Yeah.
Isaiah 61. He says, I want to come. I've come. Jesus said, I've come. He read this when he was in the temple or the synagogue. He said, to comfort all who mourn. This is Isaiah 61, mm-hmm. verse 2. To console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty right. for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that the Lord may be glorified. So even in grieving, mm-hmm. there's always movement back to joy.
Yes, absolutely. Because you're with him.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. When you invite him into that process, you're with him. And
yes.
in his presence is fullness of joy.
Yeah. So even remember, we live in a fallen world with trouble. So we experience loss. And it could be that I caused that. It could be just happened because the world is trouble. Could be something personal that happened around me that really is a loss. And God said, I know. But and he understands there'll be mourning. Mourning is sorrow for mm-hmm. that loss. He said that's okay.
Yeah.
But there'll be movement
mm-hmm.
back into releasing the spirit of heaviness.
There'll
mm-hmm. be back to joy and the newness of life because I'll now give you new things that will bring joy.
Right.
And resignation, see, never allows that. We stay stuck in the grieving
mm-hmm.
and then it translates into two things, interesting enough, woe is me.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately underneath it all, I don't think God is that good.
Right. Right.
And I can't understand how that happened. Why did he let that happen? Number mm-hmm. one, and how come it hasn't gotten better? And the reason it hasn't gotten better is we never walked with him further because we went to resignation.
Mm-hmm.
And got stuck. Okay, what are some of the other things that happen when these kind of things don't happen?
Explain. Tell me the question again, because my brain lost the train of thought.
we thought certain things were going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Had confidence that things were going to happen. I believe I did the biblical process,
mm-hmm.
but it hasn't happened.
Right.
And so one of them is resignation. And go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say another one is, I think I must not have heard right.
Yeah. Doubting the hearing.
So because it hasn't happened, it must be that I made a mistake in hearing what God had to say.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, maybe I have missed the whole thing because I made the mistake, you know, way back when.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a legitimate thought of, you know, did I miss this? And if I missed it, I guess this is never going to happen. And we
right.
tend to go, interesting enough, we tend to take that and go toward resignation again.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I just missed it and now it's past. I can't get there. We'll talk about
right.
that. Any others that you think of where people wind up with, it's not happening for me.
Though, like we talked about earlier, then just taking it and trying to make it happen themselves,
yeah.
you know, so deciding they can push it through. God said it, I'm just going to go do it.
Yeah.
So resignation,
yeah.
doubt in the hearing, and the doubting in the hearing, I think you said, we'll come back and talk about this a little more, but the doubting in the hearing, I think, is, I don't know, for lack of a better way to say this, a dangerous one.
Yes.
Because I think it really can be something that rocks people's faith if they don't understand how to wrestle through that and what it is, you know, what they need to ask and the questions that come up and how they can really process that rather than going to, you know, he doesn't speak, he speaks to you, he doesn't speak to me, you know. I've never heard right. You know, I never hear right. You always hear. Yeah, I'm just going to go ask you. You go do the work. I mean, there's so many things that the enemy uses, that little seed of doubt that doesn't, you know, the doubt turned back to question and going to God for more confirmation is a faith growing experience.
Right.
The doubt turned to self, the enemy runs with and runs rampant.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when you try to do it yourself, because you feel that, well, it hasn't happened, and maybe I'm supposed to go make it happen so that it is fulfilled, or I'm going to go make it happen because I can't wait anymore.
Right.
By definition, you will have missed it, because that's not God delivering it to you. That's you trying to figure it out in the flesh, and it's not God's will. So again, we have a great, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I have, I think I've shared this on here before, the Hobie Cat story, that is a beautiful picture of this that God gave me a couple years ago. We were at a Sandals resort out on a Hobie Cat. Do you know what those are?
Yeah.
Little sailboats out on a Hobie Cat. And we had the most delightful Hobie Cat pilot with us that was leading. But anyway, we're out in the middle of the ocean and he just stops and is doing nothing. And the wind has completely died down there and we're sitting there and he's just laughing and having fun. And you look around at the other Hobie Cats that are around us and they're all working, like really working hard to try to get the boat going somewhere and doing all of this. And I made a comment to him. I was like, look at you. You are sitting in such joy and peace when we're just sitting here and they're all working, you know, working like crazy. And he laughed. He said, that's because I know. And I'm like, oh, tell me what you know. And what was so cool about this is that God had literally spoken to me about this in my abide time that morning, sitting on the beach. And he said, I know something that these guys who haven't been doing it as long don't understand. You have to wait for the pneuma. And that was the word he used, the pneuma.
Yeah.
And it's the Greek word for wind, also for the Holy Spirit. He said, I know when you wait for the pneuma and then you do the work, you get there twice as fast doing half the amount of work. They're trying to do it on their own without the pneuma.
Right.
And in that very moment, God was like, do you hear the beautiful application? You just got the most physical, beautiful picture of what it looks like to wait for the pneuma. God will give a prophetic word, give a promise, and take us step by step into different things. But there is still often this time of wait, just like at Pentecost, wait for the power of the Holy Spirit. And when the power of this Holy Spirit comes upon you, then you do, and you're hand in hand with him and you're going on his power step by step into what was promised.
Yeah.
Very different picture, right? Than trying to do the work all by yourself. And that's what I think of when I think of us trying to jump ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, in a biblical example of Abraham and Sarah, where they were given the promise, but it wasn't happening. So, hey, why don't you go have a relationship with Hagar? Yeah, that's a good idea. And they do, and they have a baby.
Not a great idea.
and God comes and says, no, the promise stands, but your action was of the flesh, not of the spirit. And the mistake you made, and which we'll come back and talk through, is I understand you were a little bit anxious about it. It's okay. But you didn't come and talk to me. And you just decided to go do it. And no, he's not the son of the promise. And no, you're going to have to actually cast him out. And Abraham's answer was kind of interesting when he was told that. He said, well, since I already did it.
Right.
He says, why don't you just use him? Because it's a way easier now that I did it. And God says, no.
Nope.
No, sorry. This is, you know, by faith. And you're going to have to trust me. And if you want to, come back and I'll deliver the promise. Now, by the way, he could have said, you know, I don't care anymore. I'm just going to take Ishmael. But to his credit, he said, okay, I get it. The promise is yet to come. I was frustrated that wasn't happening, but I'm willing to walk with you again into the promise. So we'll talk more about this next time, about how do we process that moment of frustration, which is going to be real, mm-hmm. where the promise that I think I've had isn't happening. What do I do? The question is really, what do I do with that?
Right.
We're going to explore that next time. Is what do we do with that to get back into the sink of how God wants to move us forward into the promise? Mm-hmm. So it'll be fun. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for just the truth of this and the understanding of it. And we know that we typically can get frustrated that things aren't happening like we thought, even when we thought you spoke it, and wonder. And we do things to resignation. We get doubt about, did we hear right? And what do we do with that? And then how do we handle when we've tried to make it work ourselves? Mm-hmm. And so we just pray that we'll do this further and understand your beautiful way to bring it about. And we praise you and thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Thank you for joining us, everyone. If you have questions from today's broadcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we would love to talk about it.
Yep,
take care. We look forward to seeing you next time.
See you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.